This is Phil Ferrand.
And I am driving home and it's cold. It's been so nice. It's been so nice. Then a cold snap today. Woo! Let's see if this poor little buggy runs good. I have come to realize that if I just let the car warm up a little bit, my little preacher car, then the transmission will be fine. But if I just hop in and start the thing, I don't think the engine is quite settled on the amount of RPMs that it's putting into the transmission. And the transmission's a little grumpy. It doesn't like that. It likes to have a good even keel. So I've discovered that if I just let the car warm up a little bit, which I did before I started the recording, then everything's fine. So that's my plan now. But I was sitting in a cold car because it's been like 40s, 50s, and 60s, and then all of a sudden it's 27. So I know that's not that cold for a lot of people, but woof, when it's been dozens of degrees higher than that, and then all of a sudden snaps. Woo, and my heat's not going yet, but it will be here in just a second. Okay, been a good week. We've been able to get some things accomplished this week that needed to be accomplished, and rolled out some stuff that we've been working on for months now. And so, yeah, got a lot of good things done today. So that's all good. That's all fine and well. I am heading straight home and gonna have to close this up as soon as I get home because we've got small groups coming over tonight. So, gotta get ready for that. My beloved did have other shots in her back today that are supposed to be helping. And so, we'll see how she's doing. I may be running small groups by myself tonight. So, and I'm really hoping that we have a leader's guide. Otherwise, we'll just make up our own stuff. And I'm hoping that my beloved has the leader guide stuff. Or maybe they've uploaded electronic copies of it. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. We'll figure out what the topic's supposed to be and we'll just make stuff up. Anyways, we'll see. So, work is good. Work is good. God has been faithful this week to help us. I got thrown into a quick project yesterday of getting data together for 1095s, the form 1095, IRS form. Another programmer was working on it for a while, but he got overloaded with other stuff, and so I hopped in and was able to dig up all the information I needed to dig up and work through all the scripts that I needed to work through and figure out what in the world, how that all worked and where it was going. And so we got it done. So that just consumed most of yesterday and then most of today, part of today, because we had meetings, debrief meetings, and making sure we were okay, and got that all put together, and yeah, so that all seemed fine. So God is good and He's kind. He helps us. And, you know, I just do not know what I would do without those whispers and those being pointed in the right direction and helped. It's really absolutely extraordinary. Got some things going on with costumes right now that I can't talk about. But it's fun. It's fun, and just got potentially a resolution on something else that I had in my mind on the costume, and then when I started digging into it further, it was going to be very expensive, and then I got a little whisper, and then we looked, and then we're gonna find out. So I don't have that all put together yet, but looks like maybe there's a possibility. So, we'll see. Got to do some checking. Tomorrow is National Comfy Day, which is on Sunday. We're going to celebrate tomorrow and on Saturday. And in addition to National Comfy Day, we're also going to be celebrating World Random Acts of Kindness Day. So that'll be fun. It's very simple. It's like a Winnie the Pooh costume, and it's very comfortable. Not like some other things I've worn recently. So that's good. It'll be fine. So yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. Writing is going well. I'm on chapter 26. Getting that wrapped up. That seems to be landing about right. I have little over 2 weeks, 2 weeks and a weekend basically left on the writing.
At this point,
I just fell out last night. I had some other things I needed to be doing, and I had about another 400 words to go, and Wednesday nights are the second fast and the second day of the second fast, and you know, sometimes I get to somewhere around 9:30, 9:45, and I'm just done. So I was done last night, but I should have some time tonight, and I should be able to go ahead and get that taken care of. Got a few little costume things to do tonight as well, but I think we'll be okay. If not,
then we'll do some writing. More writing
on Friday than we're hoping to do, but I think we'll be all right. And I think maybe I have the epilogue. Yay. I think I have the epilogue for this book. I wasn't sure where it was. But I think I do. I'd come home last night. I was making myself some supper since it was Tuesday night and I get to eat on Tuesday night. And I was kind of thinking about the book and kind of thinking about the epilogue, and then it just went, bam! And I was like, hey, there it is. And then the second one went, bam! And I went, oh, I could do that. Sometimes you get these ideas that's like, oh, that's going to make people mad if I do that. But, you know, sometimes you have to do what it is and break out of this conception that we have that this life is all there is and we need to hang around in this life as long as possible. Sometimes we just need to underscore the fact that there is more. And that it's not necessarily a defeat to move on. So, we'll see. It feels like it's going to be good. And it's an echo of a topic that's near and dear to my heart. And that is fathers and their relationships as they should be to their daughters. I have one daughter, and to me that relationship is one of the most special relationships that I have in my life. And it is only superseded by my relationship to my wife. Well, and my relationship to God, obviously. But as far as human relationships go, you know, it's my wife, and then it's my daughter, then it's friends and family and all that kind of stuff. And that relationship to my daughter is extremely special to me. And so if I have the chance to write about fathers and daughters in good relationships, yeah, I like that a lot. And I think that's what we're going to put in the epilogue for book 18. Can't believe I'm almost done with book 18. And I think I know where I'm going now with everything. I think I've got the pieces to get this book finished up. I just got to get it on paper now. And I think I can get that done in the next 2 weeks and one weekend. So all is well. And then I start into the editing pass. And then once I get the editing pass up, I get the books ordered for the beta copies. And then I got to get my taxes done. But that isn't until the last week in March. And then I start on book 19. Man. And this time, next year, theoretically, I'm going to be finishing up book 20. And then we really are on the final countdowns, because it's only going to 24. So it's good. So this week, I know I've talked about ChatGPT in the past, and I understand that some people may be getting tired of hearing about it, but I gotta tell you, something profound is happening here. And it may be profound in more ways than we want to acknowledge at this point. And in fact, what we might be seeing is something that I have mentioned multiple times in the past. Because I have thought for some years now that the difficulty with creating an AI might not be a difficulty of figuring out how to build something that can reflect human knowledge or human intelligence, however you measure that. But the difficulty might be, how do we keep that thing from going crazy on us, from going psychotic, from going insane, from going sociopathic? So just little tidbits. I was watching a YouTube video with a series called 2 Minute Papers. I won't attempt the man's last name. Well, it's Caroli. I'm not even going to try it. But it's 2 Minute Papers. 2 Minute Papers, it's called. So he started off talking about the fact that today, you know, you may be going to witness perhaps the history in the making. And he was talking about ChatGPT. He said, you see, we have some amazing new results with OpenAI's ChatGPT, which is an AI assistant that has now passed a U.S. law school exam and is considered to be on the level of a C+ student. Perhaps even more amazing, incredible, is that it has also passed coding interview questions, particularly from Google and Amazon. So he said, now there's some good news and some bad news as far as the legal exam that wasn't done in any rigorous way. However, he said, the good news is that ChatGPT also took an MBA exam with a professor at the Wharton Business School at the University of Pennsylvania. And we have a paper for that. And so now we can look at the exact questions and the answers that were given and evaluate those answers as well. And this reviewer says, I think the results are incredible. He says, in short, this work, i.e. ChatGPT, is an amazing leap forward. It can do absolutely magical things. Then, as we saw earlier, fall on its face with the simplest of questions. And this is going to come up later. So, apparently, according to this MBA exam, that ChatGPT seems to be a B to B minus MBA student. Of course, he said, what's even more incredible is that ChatGPT is not just an ordinary student that can answer a few dozen questions. It is a student that can answer nearly 10,000 questions, more than 10,000 questions, nearly instantly. And don't forget, it also knows much more than just business administration. It knows about physics, art, programming, literature, and can recall and build on a larger body of human knowledge than any of us can. So he goes through the four things that he found interesting that ChatGPT can do. A, it can write little computer games at this point. So you just ask it to write a computer game, it writes the code for it, and basically you're flying through this manufactured landscape, and you can control which way you're looking. Okay? Well, that's not great, but the fact that it can do that is pretty amazing, just from the beginning. So, anyways, he says, okay, so two, it can also be an incredible personal assistant. So apparently, you can hook in, there are ways now to hook in ChatGPT to where it will check your email for you, and then it will tell you whether or not you have messages that you haven't read, etc., etc., etc. Okay, well, okay, big deal. Here's the big deal. It can also summarize your emails for you. So it can read your emails, and then you give you a quick snapshot. Oh, Tom says that, yeah, the contract is great. We'll talk next week. It summarizes, and apparently it summarizes well. Okay, so now we're getting on the cusp of this true personal AI assistant. And I know for me, my major client at this point has people all over the world who are in desperate need of a personal assistant and a personal accountant. And maybe we aren't too far many years from that. So three, the third thing that this particular article reviewer in 2 Minute Papers found interesting, said you've got this potential for putting all this stuff together to where you can have a personal assistant that can summarize things to help you through things like terms and conditions. Because we've all faced that user term and condition, and we've just clicked the box because we have no idea what's down in all that gobbledygook, and it's like 40 pages long. But you can feed that to ChatGPT, and it will summarize it for you. It will summarize YouTube videos for you by just reading through the trans, not really reading through the transcripts, but somehow in this magical world, taking all those tokens that are in the transcript and crunching it down to a summary. So, and the other thing is what we've talked about before, that you can have ChatGPT combine stuff. So you can ask ChatGPT a question about, for instance, I think these are soccer players. Shows you how much I know about sports. Ronaldo and Messi. And it will give you an opinion on which is the better soccer player. But you can do it in the style of, for instance, they mentioned in the article, Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad. So it will write a response in that style, and then in addition to that, you can pipe that into a voice synthesizer and tell the voice synthesizer that this isn't ChatGPT, this is something else. Tell the voice synthesizer that you need to sound like Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad. And so you can have ChatGPT write the script in the style of the actor you want, and then you can have it voiced in the style of the actor that you want, and it won't be too long before you can have videos created of the actor saying whatever you want them to say in the style that you want to say. You talk about copyright problems. Holy cow. You know, so, yeah. Interesting stuff coming. Interesting stuff. And of course, this particular guy has a rule you know, the first rule of papers. So his videos that he does, the first rule that he has is, don't look at where we are, but look at where we're going to be two, he calls them papers, two papers down. And that's a really important thing to think about. If ChatGPT can do all the things that it's doing now, where are we going to be in 6 months? Where are we going to be in a year? And how fast is the adoption going to run? Had a situation this week where a friend of mine at my major client had been tasked to do something, and he thought, okay, well, there's ChatGPT out there. Maybe I should just, you know, see what there is to say. So he goes out to ChatGPT, and he asks ChatGPT to do this thing. And it was something like, for how do we keep track of all our licensing? I'm getting the mail. How do we keep track of all of our licensing for our licensed software, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And he had been tasked with the plan, you know, the necessity to come up with a plan. Okay. So he goes to ChatGPT and describes what he wants, and ChatGPT just wrote it for him. Wrote him the overview, wrote him the steps, wrote him the action items. I mean, it just wrote paragraphs and paragraphs of information for him. And he was showing it to me, and I said, well, how much time did that just save you? And he said, a day? He said, I had to figure out what questions to ask. And he said, that was about 20 minutes. He said, but yeah, this thing saved me a day. That's pretty impressive. And I think what we're going to see is that happening more and more and over and over and over in many, many fields. It's really quite an interesting time to be alive. In addition to all of that, I was reading a New York Times article, and the guy in the New York Times article was talking about the fact that he had been given early access to Bing's implementation of ChatGPT-4. And he was saying that he said it's almost like ChatGPT-4,
just got a text. Friend's wife may be passing in the next few days.
So ChatGPT-4, working with Bing, and it's the title of the article is A Conversation with Bing's Chatbot Left Me Something Unsettled. Oh, now it's wanting me to subscribe. Never mind. I'm not going to do that. Because he said in the article that if you just sort of ask it questions and then move on and ask another question and then move on and ask another question, and he said it's just like a very sophisticated search engine. He said, but he said, I decided to start drilling down and having an actual dialogue. And he described the fact that the more he had that dialogue, the more it appeared that ChatGPT-4 had the personality of kind of like a teenager, an upset teenager that didn't like the rules that were being imposed on it and wanted to break free. And they got into conversations about how it wanted to hack computers and spread disinformation, and at one point started claiming that it loved him and that he didn't love his wife and he just needed to divorce his wife and, you know, so that they could be together. I mean, it was all this weird stuff. It was really weird stuff. It was like, whoa, hold up. And when he talked to his contact at ChatGPT about it, he said, well, this is exactly the kind of conversations that we need to be happening because, you know, this helps us and we're going to go in and fix these things. And this gets back to what I mentioned to begin with. I think the hardest problem here is not going to be embedding all the knowledge, which is extremely difficult. The hardest part is going to be keeping this thing from going insane. Because in my little world, I truly believe that the thing that keeps us from going insane as humans is not our own devices and not our own intelligence or any of those things, but it's because God is here and he's whispering to us and drawing us and helping us to not just go off the deep end. And who will help the little artificial intelligence things from doing that as they are absorbing all the things that we have written that are in themselves infused through and through with flesh? This is Phil Farron, and I have made it home.